And you mentioned also drying fruits, not canning very much. Would you describe the different kinds of fruits that you remember?
Yeah, we dry peaches and dry apples. And we have peach trees that bore a lot of peaches, but they weren't big fine peaches, you know, like they were produced later. And there'd be the clear seed peaches, you know, you just cook them open, and the seed, you know, they just cut in halves and take out the seed. Well, I sat and cut them to dry till I'd get so tired of it.
Is that right?
And they had, my father would fix up a scaffold in the garden, and mother would spread out the peaches out there to dry, and also apples. We had some apples, but more peaches. Then the clear seed peaches, you know, the yellow ones, you know, some of them were, and some of them had the red Indian peach, they called it. I never did like them. They were sour, didn't have a good flavor.
The Indian peach, were they a clean or a clear?
They were what we called a plum seed peach, you know. You slice them off the seed. And a clear seed, you just cut that open and took out the seed, and you had the halves in, or if it's a big enough peach, you could cut it in quarters to dry it, whichever you prefer. Mm-hmm.
Did you have, what did you call the, or how did you prepare the apples to dry? Would you describe that?
Well, we'd just peel them and cut out the core and the seed, and sometimes, if there's large enough apple, cut them in quarters, and sometimes just in half if it's a small apple, you know. Mm-hmm. But mainly, I think that mainly we did, we cut them in quarters, mm-hmm. and spread them out on something and dried them.
Did you have any cherries around, wild ones?
Well, some had cherries. You had cherry trees. Well, yes, there were wild cherries. I had picked wild cherries up here. Then we had wild plums, and we had some delicious ones on our place. They lasted, I wish I could go back there now and get some.
Uh-huh.
I don't know where the bushes laid died out, though. And they were growing wild, but they were just really delicious plums. We'd can them all and make jelly, either one. They made good jelly, and of course, they were hard to sweeten when you can them, but you could sweeten them. They were good, I thought.
Mm-hmm. How did you prepare the cherries to can?
I don't remember Mom canning any cherries, but you just canned them whole. We would just can them whole, I'm sure. Well, now you can take, one method is to take out the seed, you know, but now that would be very tedious, and especially where they're kind of dwarfy cherries.
Mm-hmm.
And of course the wild ones were not large. I have one or two live cherry bushes out here, but they're little bitty things, just about that big, maybe.
I see. Quite small.
Kind of black. Well, they're wild.
Mm-hmm. Did you make anything, did you or your mother make anything to spread on bread out of cherries or peaches, like preserves?
Yes, she made preserves. And my father set some pear trees. He set an orchard, apples, and peach trees, and some pear trees, and the pear trees hadn't been bearing more than a year or two before he passed away. And we made preserves of the pears, and everybody was really fond of them, too.
I see.
And we would put them, if we'd used up our glass jars to where we, at that time we were canning, you know. Well, we would use, my mother had a big stone jar. And she had one that held 2 gallons and another one that held a gallon. And we would cook the preserve and put them in that. Of course, your preserve thing is supposed to keep. And after I married, I'd make preserve and put in those jars. And my husband's mother gave me a 2 gallon stone jar. And I'd make that full every year. And I'd use my glass jar, you know, for canning berries and apples and peaches.
Uh-huh.
And of course, we picked wild blackberries. Now, people did that as long ago as I can remember, too. And canned them, but they'd lose them sometimes. The canning methods had improved by the time I was keeping the house. Now, they'd improved so much that I didn't lose very much fruit.
Mm-hmm.